Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for waiting. Welcome to Eucatex. We will see the results for the first quarter 2014. All the participants will be hearing the teleconference during the presentation. Next, we will begin the Q&A session when other instructions will be supplied. If you need any assistance during the teleconference, please request help dialing asterisk zero. Before continuing, we would like to clarify that any declarations that may be made during this teleconference concerning business perspectives of the company's projections are assumptions of the board of Eucatex and based on information that is currently available. Considerations about the future are not guarantee of performance because they have to do with future events and depend on circumstances that may or not occur. Investors must understand that economic issues and industry may affect the future results of the company, which may result in numbers that will differ from current projections. Now I'd like to pass the floor to Mr. José Antonio Goulardi Carvalho. Mr. José Antonio, you may proceed. You have the floor.
Good morning. Thank you for being with us in this teleconference when we will present the results for the first quarter of 2014. In general, in our main market, which is wood panels, it was a difficult quarter. In some way, we were forecasting a more difficult period, maybe less due to the market and more due to the offer of products available. In reality, there was a deceleration. Although the market grew, there was a drop in the panels market, and due to the great availability of product, we had, therefore, a problem which translated itself, which resulted in a drop in prices for many types of panels, wood panels. At the same time, especially due to the exchange rate, we saw our costs rise, and especially in resin, urea for ammonia. Therefore, we had a rise in costs, prices of panels dropping, discrete growth, and higher costs. For this segment, the quarter was difficult. When we look forward, we're almost in the middle of the second quarter. We believe in a stability in terms of volume in relation to last year, and we should say that this stability represents a volume that is 10% higher. Although there is stability, we're optimistic. Prices should not suffer any type of reaction. We don't expect new drops in prices, and we have recording. We are recording lower costs, and this, if prices remain stable, this should result in better margins. Well, let's begin our presentation looking at slide number two. Here we have our net revenue. We had a growth of 4.2% in revenue in relation to the same period last year. On the left, we have a pie chart showing how this revenue is made. It refers to the products. Here we can see paints and MDP, which two products that are very important for our revenue, paints and MDP, and two products where we had a good quarter. On the right, we see by segment. Very little news in the export market. Although we have a discrete participation, we have been growing. Last year, during this quarter, our export market represented 5%. In this quarter, 7% export market. Slide number three, we have here what happened with the wood segment, wood panels. As I said, it was not a fantastic quarter for the sector, and the behavior of the different types of panels, we can see here we had some growth in MDF panels, but a strong drop in prices. Now in MDP, different from MDF, we had a drop in volume, and in the fiber board we see stability. This, as we can see at the bottom of the slide, this resulted in a discrete growth of this market. It grew 2.4% in volume in relation to last year. So this strong fight for price and space resulted in a lot of offer on our part. Now, speaking as Eucatex, we had a reduction in volume. We had a reduction of 1.4%. We can see this on this graph. And we decided to preserve as much as we could the profitability of the company and avoid this price war. The products that we produce are differentiated products. They have a different participation in our clients with special products, value added, and we try to stay away from commodities. So in general, we try to preserve our profitability, which becomes clear when we see the variation of our revenue in the segment. We dropped 1.4 in volume, and we had a drop of 1.1 in net revenue, same as last year, showing that the variation of revenue accompanied the variation in volume. We didn't have great differences in price. The main product where we had a drop in volume was MDF, but the production of MDF was normal, above the volume registered last year, so that the company decided to store products to accumulate inventory during this period. Also, laminated flooring, when we look at the pie chart at the top of the slide, laminated flooring, we see that our participation was 12%. So last year, at the end of last year, our participation was 17% for laminated flooring. We had a problem with a very important client of the company, and this affected our sales volume and our market share in this segment. This has already been solved. It has already been normalized. In the second quarter, we have a normal rhythm with this client, and we believe that we should go back to our normal market share in terms of laminated flooring from Eucatex. Well, for the record, in spite of the market having these problems in the first quarter, we have a consultancy company that publishes trends. The furniture, for example, the furniture companies have a positive vision view for the year and forecasting a growth even larger than that of last year. This because of some government programs like My House. So the trend and the forecast is positive in the market for wood. Now, continuing with slide number four, here at the top we have information about installed capacity utilization in our different units. On the right, we see here low in usage in laminated flooring. I mentioned we had a problem with an important client of the company. We have already overcome this problem, and this should change during the year. We should go back to previous levels. Your fiber board, a little behind the potential, And we can see that in HDF and MDF, we had a good quarter. Now, at the bottom, we have the pie charts concerning the costs. This is for the record projections. So we'd like to call your attention to the pie chart in the middle of the page, middle of the slide, where we see the participation of resin. These are panels made with resin, where resin in this quarter was responsible for 27% of the cost. In 2012, in the first quarter, resin represented 17% of our cost in the panels that had resin. The price of resin went up. In 2013, it went to 23%, and now 27% of our cost. So we had an increase in cost of resin. And this put pressure on margins in this segment, but as I said, the prices of resin are dropping. We have a drop in price of resin in March, we saw that, and we had a further price reduction of resin in April, and we should have further price reductions in resin in May. In slide number 5, our paints segment, a good quarter for Eucatex, although we suffered with cost issues, but on the right at the top, we can see the growth of volume, 10.6% growth in volume. The sector grew only 2.9%, according to Ambrafati. And this shows that we won market share. When we look at the left in net revenue, we see that it's almost twice the volume. So this shows that prices went up. We had price recovery, and this was extremely important to preserve the margins of this segment, since both of the inputs, the raw materials used in manufacturing paints, are in U.S. currency brought from abroad, or raw materials that are bought in Brazil but are subject to exchange variations. In terms of installed capacity, 56%. This market is seasonal. This is greater during the year. But in any way, in the same period of last year, our installed capacity was 5 percentage points below the one we have now. Here in the same line, I'd like to call your attention to the breakdown of costs. Raw materials in 2012, if we look at the pie chart now, raw materials is 75%. This was 70% in 2012. Also here, similar to what happened in the panels with resin, we see a rise in costs, and also others, especially labor, electricity. Also similar to the wood sector, now talking about construction material, although we had a discrete growth of the sector in this first quarter, there is a positive view for the year. The association projects a growth of 4.5% for construction material for 2014. Well, continuing slide number 6, here we have a summary of our results, our financial data. As we mentioned, we had a growth in revenue of 4.2%, reaching 263.4 million. In terms of gross income, our gross income is a little over last year, but on the other hand, because of everything that we already mentioned, the rise in costs, there is a reduction percentage-wise, 31.5 versus 32.7 in the previous quarter. Also, an increase in also selling expenses and administrative expenses in relation to sales. For example, administrative expenses, we have a variation because of union increases every year. We have to review labor salaries, and administrative expenses includes wages. The wage increase was greater than that of revenue, so we had an increase. Selling expenses, we have exports that have expenses that are higher than that of the domestic market. We have an increase. We also invested in many fairs and exhibitions. This also had an impact. We had important investments. We will reap, for example, in home center, promotion in home centers. The reality, as a result of these variations, and we'll talk about recurring EBITDA, there is a drop both in value, 47.8 versus 52.4, and also percentage-wise, drop 2.6. This is the result, as I said, of pressure, more pressure on cost, and a discrete or very small growth in revenue. In terms of recurring net income, in line with what we had in EBITDA, we had a drop, 17.3 million, almost 12 million reais net income. Well, slide number 7, debt. We had a small growth in the net debt, 1.4%, 3 million reais. And since the EBITDA loses, there's an increase, and net debt EBITDA goes to 1.5, net cash debt EBITDA. And in terms of debt profile, long term, we see here a longer. In the same period last year, our short term was 54%, and now we have 39% in short term debt, 39%. Slide number 8. Investments. This year we will have 100 million reais in investments, 100.7 million. The focus of this investment is in forest and also plant maintenance, but we have strategic investments, some already made, like the installation of a new line to produce a special product, laminated laca in Salto, and also the MDF line at the end of the month of March, beginning of April. This preparation was done. We made some interventions during 10 days in order to reduce resin consumption and increase probably the production capacity in a discrete way, but increasing production capacity. Also, investments, apart from maintenance in the second quarter, we will have an intervention in Botucatu to increase the drying capacity. This should enable us to produce more in MDP production, to increase MDP production. Slide number 9, the last slide of our presentation. So it's important to talk about farms and recycling, since 80% of the billing comes from forest active. We have 76 farms, 46,000 hectares in the state of São Paulo. Two-thirds of this area are planted forests, which makes the company self-sufficient in wood. On the left, at the bottom, we see the newly planted forests. In the first quarter, we had a discrete amount of planting, but during the year, we are in line with the last 3 years. 4,600, 5,000 hectares will be planted. Our recycling program continues. Energy, I already mentioned this, all the thermal energy of the fiberboard and MDF use recycled material. Well, this is the information that we had concerning this quarter. Now, we would like to begin the Q&A session. We will now begin the Q&A session. To ask a question, please dial asterisk one, and to remove the question, dial sostenido. Mr. Paulo Valaski from Banco Plural would like to ask a question. Well, good morning. Thank you for the question. For this year, we should debottleneck the plants. There are some announcements of plants 2015, 2016, 2017. But this year, we may have some plants that began last year should operate in a better way, and thus they will produce more. As I said, this is one of the difficulties. The market itself, I'm not saying the market wasn't brilliant, but I believe that this growth will continue. Less than last year, our average growth in the last few years has been 6-7%, and I believe this will suffer a drop, but I believe we will have a growth around 3-3.5%. So the main difficulty is managing the material in these new plants that went into operation. Now, concerning new plants, we have nothing new. There were announcements for future years, and this year, no. And concerning the market, I believe the growth will be 3%. In this scenario, there are a few possibilities of having higher prices than those we've had until now. Normally, it's seasonal. The market gets better later on in the year. This should help the plants. So we hope we will have a scenario of price stability. And as I said, this is happening. This is happening. We're seeing the price of resin dropping, and this should help our profit margins. I hope I answered your question. Thank you. Once again, I would like to remind you to ask a question, please dial asterisk one. Mr. Lucas Ferreira from JP Morgan has a question. Good morning. Now, commenting on this point that you mentioned, price, from what I understood, you don't see the possibility of an increase in prices in the industry since this year sales will be lower. Are you working with lower prices in the first quarter? Do you believe that this lower price will continue? Do you believe you will be able to increase prices? Normally, it's lower in the first quarter. So I'd like to understand. I imagine that this year the average price may be lower in some product line. Yes, I believe so. We had price deterioration in the first quarter, very strong price drop. This reminds me of what happened in 2011 in the beginning of the year. Then we had a recovery. Prices went up. I especially don't believe in this now. We have to wait to see. We have the World Cup now in Brazil. So there are some different events this year. But the vision we have as a company is that of stability in prices. Different from previous years, I don't see great chances of recovery. I believe we will continue with these prices. A small growth in the market with a great offer of products, thus resulting in price stability. Thank you. Once again, I'd like to remind you to ask a question. Please dial asterisk 1. Or to ask a question, please dial asterisk 1. We have here a question that came through the web concerning the behavior of resin during the next quarters, our opinion about the behavior of resin, the price of resin. As I said, this is already happening. It's not expectation, it's a fact. The price of resin is dropping, because we had prices in foreign currency and U.S. currency for urea and formal. The prices in U.S. currency were at the peak, and at the same time, we had an increase in price and an increase in the exchange rate. We expect a reduction. Resin, talking about our costs, it represents 27% of the cost. In the past, in 2012, it was 17%. I expect it to drop to 22-23% of the cost. And I'm sure that this will also happen to our competitors, too. This will be the situation for our competitors, too, in terms of the price of resin. Once again, I'd like to remind you that to ask a question, please dial asterisk 1. Since there are no questions, we would like to pass the floor to Mr. José Antonio for his final comments. You have the floor, sir. Well, once again, we'd like to thank you. And as I said, in a certain way, it was a difficult quarter for the sector, but we were aware of this. We were expecting this. We participated in a large meeting sponsored by a bank at the beginning of the year, and we had this expectation that concerning the capacity, and this would really affect offer and demand, bringing us a difficult scenario. Our strategy is the same. We try to differentiate our products, to have value-added products, and we want also to be close to our clients. We are part of the strategy of our clients. We're not only sellers of commodities. Therefore, we hope to have more stability. So we will try to be conservative concerning expenses and also very aggressive in product innovation. Once again, thank you, and we wish you a good day. The audio conference, we would like to conclude the audio conference. Thank you.